All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Tuesday, May 25th. And with me in the studio is my coach, head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Hey Marcus, good morning. A lot going on.
Looking at the markets are pointing to a higher open for the second day in a row. Oops. So here we're looking at the E-mini S&P, and man, it seems that the S&P could make another record high today. What do you think?
It's possible. It looks like we're seeing some follow through from yesterday, and so futures are higher. The Nasdaq's leading the way again, with 0.5% gain. So, some nice movement going into the open and following up yesterday's gains. It's looking to be a decent start for the day.
Yeah, and I mean we have to talk about Bitcoin because it has been just on everybody's mind here recently. Because after Elon Musk basically tweeted, you know what? We're no longer accepting Bitcoin for car payments. It was in a downward move over the weekend and dipped below 32,000 again. But right now it seems to be stabilizing, and this is what this is what affects stocks definitely, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of exposure these days, and so that type of volatility created some uncertainty in the stock market as well. I see that Bitcoin and some of the cryptos are down a little today, but we're not looking at these crazy 30% drops. It's a little more stable, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and I want to switch to a 15-minute chart because Elon Musk was moving the cryptocurrency market yet once again yesterday. You see this jump higher here. So this is caused by a tweet from Elon Musk. So let's see what happened there. So he actually tweeted yesterday, spoke with North American Bitcoin miners. They're committed to publish and publish current and planned renewable usage, and to ask miners worldwide to do so, potentially promising. And this is where Bitcoin jumped 4% on this tweet. What do you think about this?
He's loving his
He is
tweets. He's
loving his
loving
tweets
the
and also seeing what effect it has on the markets. Because if you're going back to a daily chart and look at Ethereum here, so Ethereum also today a little bit down, but it has definitely moved up, what, around 7% since the low. Dogecoin has been also hanging in there. I mean, Dogecoin, yeah, pulling back a little bit as all the cryptocurrencies here, but yes, it's definitely less volatile. As you said, it is more stable. So let's take a look at a few stocks that are affected by these swings in Bitcoin. First and foremost, of course, Tesla with 1.5 billion in Bitcoin. I mean, who knows how much this is worth right now? And Tesla has been up yesterday, 4.4%, and also this morning pre-market up 0.75%. What else?
Yeah.
Coinbase. We can take a look at Coinbase. So Coinbase was up higher. They also received a buy rating from Goldman Sachs, but right now, as we see, it's pulling back. It's still going a little bit stronger into the opening, 0.7%, but that's pretty much in line with the markets here, right? I mean, this is nothing usual. It's surprising because usually when Goldman Sachs says, you know what, we are changing our rating to buy, it usually should move it higher, but it didn't do it.
Yeah, not much of a reaction there. But speaking of upgrades, Shake Shack, did you see they got an upgrade from Goldman and they're up nicely pre-market?
Shake Shack. Oh my gosh, they're up 6% this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little more of a buzz there for an analyst upgrade.
Yeah. Hey, before we move to individual stocks, let's just talk about the broad market and why we had this this rally yesterday. Because several Fed members had something to say yesterday. There was a Fed member Brainard, Fed member Bostick, and also Bullard. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I don't know. So anyhow, they went on record all three yesterday and said that they wouldn't be surprised if prices rise in the coming months. So inflation is still going up. But they said, you know what, all of this inflation will be temporary. So they reiterated this, and this were yesterday. Markets moved higher. because inflation fears seem like, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Looking at the 10-year yield here, we also see after it made highs here in the end of March, right now it's just going sideways, and yesterday it has moved lower here. So this is where the fear of higher interest rates seem to be a little bit tamed right now. Did you see that yesterday?
Yeah, and you know, there's a point to that, because we definitely see that prices are rising. There's no doubt about that, you know. But is it because of supply issues and, you know, the reopening of the economy, things getting back on track? And there's definitely a point to be made there. And so at least they have a uniform message to kind of, you know, calm investors down a little bit. It's definitely something to watch. I mean, the 10-year yield and interest rates are going to have an impact on the markets. It's just a matter of, is this getting out of control, and does the Fed need to step in to make adjustments to their monetary policy, or is this temporary? And we'll see.
Right. All right, let's go back to individual stock. Did you hear about the news about Square? What was happening there?
I missed that one.
So yesterday, Square jumped 5.5% higher following reports that they will offer checking and savings accounts to small business customers. However, this is not officially confirmed. Some people have found a hidden code in the Square app on the iPhone and also on the iPad. So this was according to Bloomberg. So this is where Square hasn't announced when these new products will come out. But this is where, again, it's the buy the rumor, right? Sell the
sure.
So they haven't confirmed it yet. It was just found in a hidden code that, oh my gosh, they might offer savings and checking accounts for business owners. And that's pretty good, because they also have been, if you're just looking at the chart here, Square has exposure to Bitcoin. And this is where recently they had this move from around 280 moving all the way down to 195. So that's a pretty substantial move. But yesterday, definitely gaining 5.47, almost 5.5%.
Interesting. Yeah, and there looks to be some decent support there. I know that both you and I have traded, you've sold puts, collected some premium on Square there. So it looks like traders are liking that level.
Yeah. All right. What else do you have on our radar this morning?
Well, do we have to bring up Ride?
Of course we have to bring up Ride. So Ride, Lordstown Motors, a position that I'm in, they reported earnings yesterday. And even though I thought overall it was good, but hey, I'm biased, I own the position, traders don't think this way. So they reported earnings yesterday and basically have a bigger loss than expected. So this is what came out. I wasn't surprised. I think that the sure. loss that was expected was actually way too conservative. But they also said, you know what, with all these supply chain issues, Mark, that you just brought up, we will probably only hit 50% of our production goals by the end of the year. So this was the negative news. And also that this is where it's interesting, because I see that most news outlets reported and they need more capital. They said, well, we can achieve this with the existing capital. However, with existing capital, we could hit 100% of our production goals. And this is, of course, what they want. And therefore, they said, we are looking for some more capital. They also said they are on track to start pre-production in July, to start production in September. So I thought that there was a lot of good news. However, it seems that most investors and analysts are focusing on the bigger than expected loss and the we need capital, without the emphasis that we need capital in order to hit our 100% production goals here. So anyhow, we'll see. This morning, trading lower, down 14.17%. I've seen it trading as low as a little bit around 15%. So we shall see what is happening with Ride here over the next few weeks. What do you think about this?
You know, I agree with you. I think that it wasn't a bad earnings report. They definitely have a product. They have their prototypes. Actually, they said that the ratings that they're getting or what they expect, the testing is holding up well, and they expect 5-star ratings. So a lot was positive, but I think that the raising capital really is the last thing that investors wanted to hear.
Right, so because it is unclear right now, and this is the bigger thing, that they said, we're not quite sure yet. We are pursuing multiple avenues, and one of them could mean that maybe they just issue more shares, which would dilute the shares of investors, sending the stock price lower. And since this is a possibility, this is where traders say this morning, okay, don't like what we see here.
Yep. So we'll see, but definitely the reaction at this point's negative, and we'll see where the day ends up. Yeah. So not a big mover overnight, but Live Nation Entertainment, LYV. I thought this was interesting. Last I looked, up 1.4% pre-market. Yeah. The president on CNBC yesterday said that concert bookings are rebounding, and they expect a better year in 2022 than in 2019. So they expect that next year is going to be better than the year before the pandemic. And this kind of makes sense. You know, everybody cooped up in their home, ready to get out, wanting to go to concerts and other, you know, venues. So I thought that was interesting.
Hey, on that note, yeah, absolutely. Airbnb, let me just bring it up. So Airbnb also yesterday announced more than 100 new features, including more flexibility to search dates, destinations, and listings. But the biggest upgrades were for hosts, because listing a new property was simplified from dozens of steps to right now only 10. And artificial intelligence system will recommend names, descriptions, and the best photos to use, because Airbnb wants to be ready for what their CRO Chesky describes as a once-in-a-century travel rebound. So this is what he is expecting. And as we can see here, Airbnb yesterday up 0.9%, this morning up 1.6%, because people are ready to travel. People are ready to go to concerts. So, and the CEO of Airbnb believes that it will be a once in a century travel rebound. I mean, obviously he's a little biased. I mean, he owns a big Airbnb. Talking about pictures, what do you think is the most important picture that most people are looking at? Airbnb did a study there. The picture that most people look at when they're looking for an Airbnb.
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's the bed. It is the bed. Yeah. So whenever you list an Airbnb, make sure that you take great pictures of the bed. It is the most looked picture at. So it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. Anyhow.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but I absolutely, if I'm looking at like a renting a house or whatever, that is something that I want to see.
Okay. All right. So what else?
Another big topic today. Amazon potentially buying MGM Studios. So and it sounds like it's pretty much a done deal. It's just a matter of when they announce the official deal. For $8.5 billion, up to $9 billion is what is expected. So Amazon making a pretty big play into the streaming business again, and it would be their biggest deal since they bought Whole Foods in 2017. You know, MGM, I was looking at a few of the movies that they own and also shows. Rocky, the Rocky franchise, Legally Blonde, Pink Panther, Stargate, hit shows like The Handmaid's Tale and Fargo, but also Shark Tank, Survivor, The Real Housewives, and The Voice. So that could be a pretty big deal for Amazon. I mean, I don't know about you, Marcus, but for me, Amazon Prime, at first, it was just kind of a small side bonus, but now it really seems to be a major player in the streaming business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, I want to add one more thing to the list. The James Bond franchise is also on MGM.
I missed that one. How did I miss that?
Bond. My name is Bond. Anyhow, yeah, I think Amazon Prime, what they need to do right now, I don't like their interface as much as I like it on Netflix. I think Netflix did a great job, but that is not difficult to replicate. So yeah, Amazon being more serious, getting into the streaming, and now we have the three major streaming services, Netflix, Disney Plus, and Amazon Prime. I mean, these are the major ones, and more are coming out of the woodwork. So yes, streaming, absolutely. It's a big business. And as we can see here, Amazon, following the announcement yesterday, up 1.3%. This morning, a follow-through, they're up 0.8%. So definitely traders and investors are liking these news. Hey, but we got to jump into our live trading room with our mastermind members. So we're going to wrap it up. If you enjoyed this video, on your way out, give us a like. And if this was your first time, click on subscribe and hit the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we go live or release a new video. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everyone.